This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Sophie from Local 86 Ironworkers in Tukwila is. Sophie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And you got a crew with you?
Yes, we do. You guys want to say hi?
Hey!
Whoa! Okay, I know in the past you've had a deal with your boss that if you beat me, you guys get the rest of the day off. Is that the deal for today as well?
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
Oh, man, see how I could become a villain. You got to understand, I do love being a heel in the world of wrestling and also in the world of Beat Migs.
Well, I'm Taryn, your host, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Sophie and company will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Okay. Yes.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Correct. Who was the president during World War I?
Eisenhower?
No.
No, that's Wilson.
Correct.
Woodrow Wilson?
Which planet is known as the evening star?
Is it Venus?
It is. Bob and Helen Parr are part of a superhero family featured in what animated series?
The Incredibles.
That is correct. What is the largest lake by surface area in the United States?
Lake Superior.
It is. Which band had the hit songs Paint It Black and Satisfaction?
Rolling Stones.
Correct. The main function of red blood cells is to carry and deliver what?
Oxygen.
Correct. What country are crepes from?
France.
Yes. In what mid-2010s year did retail cannabis stores open in Washington?
What? 2014.
Correct.
15 or 16.
What brand uses the slogan melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
Correct. Oh, holy moly. I smell a day off because y'all just scored a perfect 10.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
That's honestly the best we've had in quite some time.
Maybe even in the whole year, Danny.
Well, I know, right? Oh, look at him.
You won't be smiling for long, I don't think, Steve.
It's going to be one of those kind of mornings, huh?
First the thunderstorms and now the thunder Sophie.
Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah!
Steve, if there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Something strange. Ghostbusters!
Correct. Who was the president during World War I?
Eisenhower?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
World War I... Taft.
No. Which planet is known as the evening star?
Which planet? That would be Mars.
No.
That would be Uranus, Taryn?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Damn it.
Bob and Helen Parr are part of a superhero family featured in what animated series?
Is that The Incredibles?
It is. Nice. What is the largest lake by surface area in the United States?
Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Oswego.
No.
Lake Havana.
No. Which band has the hit songs Paint It Black and Satisfaction?
Rolling Stones.
Correct. The main function of red blood cells is to carry and deliver what?
Blood.
No.
Oxygen.
Yes. What country are crepes from?
France.
Correct. In what mid-2010s year did retail cannabis stores open in Washington?
2013.
No.
2014.
Correct. What brand uses the slogan, melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
M&M's.
That is correct. Steve Migs, You got 7 correct, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not enough.
But the iron workers got a perfect 10.
No!
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. You guys
were. Hey, Sophie, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the rest of your day now that you can take off from work?
Party.
Yeah.
Party. Maybe go.
I don't know,
play
man.
Play with some Legos or something.
Go play with some Legos.
Congratulations, you guys. That was very impressive.
Yes.
They did know that the president during World War I was Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. How many of them was actually Sophie getting them right? And how many did she get the help of her coworkers?
You know, honestly, she got a lot of them. Like, I feel like she was answering before I heard voices in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe awesome. Only like 2 or 3 they helped out.
Okay.
They also knew that the evening star is Venus.
Venus.
And that the largest lake by surface area in the U.S. is Lake Superior.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good guess.
Hey, you know what? You'll have another chance at 7:50, Steve.
So, did anyone else notice that Migs always answers Uranus when the question is about planets? Haha.
Yes. Really?
What?
This is my shocked face.
You know, the more I'm reading that text, it's very immature of me. I should probably stop doing that.